Right, here we go. It is Fat to Fit, or else I am the Stretch Ari, and I can tell you, I'm on a mission to be a kinder, gentler Stretch Ari. I'm on a mission to merge my two podcasts into the same human being for my own personal sake and salvation. So I'm going to try to be better. I'm going to try to be nicer. I love doing this show, and I'm going to keep doing this show. There's no plan on stopping it. I was actually having a serious thought of expanding it, but that is not going to happen now. And I'm going to continue to do the Monday new show every week and then the Friday bonus pod, which is what you're getting right now. And I'll talk about working out and I'll talk about things that are here and there and some stuff in my personal life. But along the way, I will try to be nicer. I'm trying to be a better person. I really am. And speaking of trying to be a better person, if you follow me on Instagram, which is Fat to Fit or Else, you will see I often post stuff about dogs. If you are looking for a dog, please, you don't have to go from one of mine, but please rescue a dog. That's part of my mission. I love dogs so much, and it absolutely rips my heart out when I go to the dog pound or I see these videos. And now that I'm digging those videos so much, I see tons of them. You'll see most of the time when I repost a video, it's a German Shepherd, because I have such a soft spot in my heart for the German Shepherds. Having, man, we had Bobo, then we had Sarge, and we have Nova, and then we have Inti, who is my in-law's dog, but he's like our dog, and we spend a lot of time with him, another wonderful dog. And then there's that reject Ice. Oh, Ice. Here's another one as we talk about dogs. I've told you guys, we rescued Nova, Inti, and Ice all from the same dog pound, the East Valley Animal Shelter in Van Nuys, which is, I keep hearing it's being closed and it's not being closed, that the mayor was planning on closing it for budget cuts, which it would be disastrous for dogs because they would just start taking dogs off the street and just euthanizing them when they got them because they would not have room if they close these animal shelters, which are, and I'm sorry, when you go to the animal shelters, you're dealing with volunteers most of the time, which are wonderful people, and they're great with the dogs, but they don't work there. They're not getting paid. There's not enough paid people there as it is, and the mayor wanted to cut it. So I don't know where that's going or not. You should stay on top of that. I should stay on top of that. But, man, rescue a dog. And get a cat, rescue a cat. They are... We don't deserve them. Animals are better than we are, I feel like, so much. So I do everything I can to just get awareness on dogs or dogs that are going to be put down soon. There was one I was following, then I got the update today, and they had put it down, and it was a beautiful all-black shepherd. And I got it too late. It was like, oh, yeah, no, they put her down on May 30th. And they're like, oh, well, it's June 5th as we record that. Also was my birthday week this week. I had a great birthday week. Had a great birthday, actually. I had lunch with my son. My son came to my work, and we went to Shakey's Lunch and Buffet because that's how he and I roll. We throw it down buffet style and eat until you're, like, sick, which is just kind of the, I can't think of a better way to do it, especially when you like their food. We also had a discussion at the table. Tell me if we're wrong. We both agreed, my son and I, that the best food on that buffet at Shakey's, that chicken's really good. Their fried chicken's crispy. It's good. It's really salty, but it's good. And then the Mojo's, and then the pizza. Pizza was number three on there. Their pizza's not great at Shakey's, but I'm also of the theory of any pizza is good pizza for the most part, unless it's a veggie. But I love pizza. And then the people at work got me cake. Love those guys. They're freaking awesome. And I got a cake at work, and I tried to snake them from singing happy birthday, but they still did. I blew out the candles before they sang, and then they still sang, but whatever. It was fun. Appreciate that. And then I came home, and my wife's like, where do you want to go? And I don't know where I pulled this out of. I go, I want to go to Barney's Beanery. And there's one in Westwood, and I live very near Westwood now. So my wife, my daughter, and I went to Barney's Beanery in Westwood. And I had a good chat. The food was good. It was, you know, bar food. It's weird that I like bar food, but I don't like bars because I don't drink, but I had good times. And they had a, I'm a big iced tea drinker. Like, I love iced tea. And they had that perfect, that mango iced tea, unsweetened iced tea that's freaking delicious. And I loved it. So they have really good iced tea. And then we had a dessert. So I had a great day, a really, really good day. And then on Tuesday, I had gone to my parents' house to visit ICE, and then I had dinner with my parents on Tuesday. So, cool birthday. And I heard from all of my important people in my life over the last couple of days. So, I feel blessed. I feel very fortunate. And that was really, really cool. I was stoked on that. All right, let's get into. I found a very interesting story, health-wise. And it's pretty cool. You know how we talk about doing psychedelics and mushrooms for depression and stuff like that? It's a common thing and it really works. I'm very much for that. Even though I'm an anti-drug guy, if there's a drug that can help people and get a positive outcome and it's not just for tripping balls because you like to be high, I'm totally into it. Like, believe me, if their mushrooms were legalized, people would abuse the hell out of them. But using them for certain things, I think is amazing, and there's a lot of other psychedelics that they're finding have great promise. Here's another one, and the reason they have the great promise in the psychedelics is we, all of us, we tend to train our brains to think in a loop. Our brain is very trainable. We're intelligent human beings, and it does things that we don't even know we're doing. And basically, you'll get into a worrying rut, and you're not supposed to worry. If you're religious at all, you're really not supposed to worry. It's a sign of lack of faith. Supposed to hand everything over and wash your hands of it. But even in non-religious people, you shouldn't be worrying. There's nothing good comes of it. There's no extra time added to your life for worrying. All you get is sick and worn down, and you train your brain to constantly think in that loop. Like, oh no, did I lock my car? Oh man, I got to get out of bed and go see if I went and locked the car. I don't remember locking the car. And like you can do these things where you'll create an anxiety in your brain by doing that. Now, the psychedelics, the mushrooms and stuff, even microdosing they found works, which is stuff where you don't feel any high at all. It just makes a part of your brain fire off that isn't normally firing. And when your brain goes, whoa, where did I haven't been over in this area for a while, and it kind of reroutes the circuitry of your brain. So, with that in mind, some researchers were doing pain management. Pain management is where a lot of really bad addiction comes from. A lot of people that have addiction issues have it from pain. They've got backaches, they've had an injury here, an injury there, they got on pain meds, and then they become addicted. And it's very easy and happens to a lot of really great people that aren't just a bunch of junkies. So, the thought process of rewiring your brain, some college lab made it's basically an app for pain management. And what it does is they load it into like a tablet, and it's a kind of a video game. And that video game teaches your brain to redo certain patterns. Now it gets complicated, but when you're in pain, you have certain waves in your brain are slowed down and they have a pattern. Well, by doing this game, you can consciously affect those wave patterns in your brain. So, in essence, you're kind of doing the same thing. By playing this game and you're training your brain and being able to take control of your brain, you're able to manage your pain with no drugs whatsoever. And the very small group, when they first tested it, they tested only on four people, and three of the four had some really good benefit. So they're realizing this is doable. Pain management may become a thing of the future where you're not lining the pockets of big pharma and running yourself into addiction and destroying your liver and everything else in your life. So, really cool promise from this app. That they, and it's not open. I would tell you what it is if it was out to the public, but it's not. It's in the early beta testing, but really promising results on this thing so far when these people get them. And then I want to talk about I listen to tons of podcasts, and I was listening to a guy on one of the podcasts I listen to on a regular basis today, and I never heard of him. He was like, I don't think he's an archaeologist. They call him an explorer, and I don't even remember what his name was, and he spends most of his time in Peru, and that's where my wife's family is from, Peruvians. And I know he told a story that I was like, my God, if someone doesn't make this story into a horror movie, people are slipping. Like, this is a really, really great story. I made a note because they were saying it in Spanish, and I don't speak the Spanish, but I can tell you, it doesn't have it. They call these monsters, which they also say are aliens, the face peeler. I think it was like Pilacara is what they call it. Pilacara. I know I'm saying that wrong and hashing the language. I apologize to my Spanish-speaking friends. But they say that in the 1980s, these remote villages in the Amazon jungle part of Peru, that they started getting these, they called them visitors, who could fly. And not like in a spaceship fly, like these dudes could fly, and they were really big, like 7 feet tall. And they would fly, and they wore what almost looked like armor, and then they had helmets on, and they would stand on these little saucer plate things, and they could fly around. So almost like jetpacks. In fact, when they were explaining this away, the officials said that there are miners in that area that want to mine for gold, and that they wanted to run the villagers out, so they had jetpacks. Now, what do you think the odds are? These are villages that are so remote, there are no roads. You cannot get there in a vehicle. You can only get there in a boat or a seaplane. And there's no roads to these villages. So do you think some wacky gold miner who's living down in the Amazon jungle of Peru can get a jetpack down there, let alone a pack of jetpacks, because there's a bunch of these things? And this started happening in the 1980s, and these things would fly around, terrorize these people in these villages, only at night, of course, because everything creepy happens at night. And imagine what night's like in the middle of the Amazon rainforest. And these things, when they would get people, and with a laser, basically like a laser cutter, they would cut their face off. We cut their face off. That's how they got the name, the face peeler. And they would peel their faces off. And people were freaked, and the people were like, they got guns, and they started like doing patrols. And at night, these things were coming. And it went on for several months, whenever it happened the last time. And this guy went down and investigated it. And he says, this is real. Here's another thing. They also did have UFOs that would hover above the town and shine like spotlights on them that made no sound whatsoever. All of the witnesses described them as the shape of an acorn, but on its side, not vertical. And they had lights on them, but they were silent. And they would sit over the same village at the same time. These things would come out of the frickin' woods and start attacking people. They talked to a little girl who was 15 years old, and these things swooped down, grabbed her one night right at dusk, and they started hauling her off. And the little girl remembers them putting, basically they mixed the thing and shot it up her nose, and then she got real woozy. It was like they roofied her, basically. And then they rubbed some cream all over her face, and then they pulled out this cutter and started chopping her face off. At that same time, they dropped her. She screamed, and all the other villagers came running, shooting at these things. And when they shoot them, the bullets bounce off. You can hear the BBs. They all have shotguns. You can hear the BBs bouncing off of them. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. It's an insane sci-fi horror movie nightmare that apparently has been going on down in this area of Peru for since the 80s. So a very long time. And it's one of the most fascinating stories I've ever heard. And I listen to this guy telling the story, and I'm like, someone has to make this into a movie. This has to be a movie. It is absolutely terrifying. And then your name is the face peeler? It doesn't get better than that. And One thing, though, a sidebar on this, the little girl, when they dropped her and she screamed and they came running, she said she heard the really tall one say, and she called it the gringo, because it spoke Spanish to the other one, and the little one, she said, spoke just like them, had a Peruvian dialect, and then the big, tall one, she said, sounded like basically an American speaking Spanish. So that leads it to believe, is it some kind of weird special op? It's not aliens at all or monsters at all, because these things are wearing... I've never heard of aliens wearing like an armored suit before or anything like that. It's very bizarre. The whole thing is bizarre. But some people think it's like some U.S. government thing, and then the face cutting. They've found people since the 80s down there with their faces cut off in the desert, with their face cut off with precision, like scalpel surgically removed face. And this little girl had scars from where they had cut her. They had scars on her face. And she is now terrified of people, especially white people, because she thinks that one guy was a white guy, the big one. And it's... Anyway, the story was effing amazing. And I was riveted by it. And I'm like, someone has to make this into a movie. This is way scarier than La Llorona. People got to get it together. We got to make this horror movie. I'm going to produce it myself. That's what I'm going to do. That will be great. I'm going to produce that myself. Oh boy. What else do I have story wise? I had another workout story. I got to pull that up. I'm forgetting where I'm going. It's what happens when you get old. I am old as hail now, by the way. Old. Oh, there's another one that if you have back pain and you go out in the woods and spend the night in the woods, your back pain will go away. Yeah, you know why? Because you're sleeping on the hard ass ground. That's why your back pain will go away. Got nothing to do with being out in the outdoors. I'll stand by that story for sure. Then there's all kinds of other great stuff. I am looking forward to the weekend. Going to get out and go to Palisades. Going to see my dog Icy Iceberg tonight. It is Friday. I will be in Downey, the homeland. I'll be at the Downey Dog Park playing with my dog. And it is going to be a good time. There you go. That's about all I got. I should get up out of here. You know why? Because it's Friday. It's the bonus pod, and I don't really care is why. That's what I got to do. I do love work on Friday because I don't have to wear a suit and tie. It's casual dress day, and that is awesome to me because my most unfavorite part of my job is wearing a tie every day to work. Oh, boy. My daughter came to visit me at work today, too. So I had my daughter at work today, my son at work yesterday. It was all in all a good week. I've had a great week. I hope you have had a great week, too. And I will talk to you guys again on Monday already. So I'll be right back on Monday with another episode of Fat to Fit or Else. I'll see you.